This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Hey yo, I step up on the scene. What up, though? Where the paper at? See it in your face. Might as well be wearing hater hat. AC Easy in the building. Tell us, feeling me. LI750 passenger with my brother Freak. Know what's up with me. Talking and I live it too. Rep is R&M, cause that's what real do. You know where it's at. Yeah, I got the straps, but I don't need that. I'll still a back smack. Cause I don't play with my pay. It's more about respect to me. If I gotta come get it, tell me taxation on the fee. No, I'm from the D. K-Matic from the Mo. Linked up and that's how I met my BMO. Now we in here making hits. Guy, I'm from Hitchville. 7 racks on the snitch. Yeah, that's a hit deal. Tell them how you really feel. These squad killing it. Spin count down. Yeah, I know you feeling it.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
Social Media Friday live and effect on the Apex. I'm riding solo dolo right now, as you can see, D to the MO live on your internet dial. Now, today on Social Media Friday, you know, we're going to bring back timelines. As soon as my funny co-host come in, the Prince, we're definitely going to get into that. We also have... I'm going to be talking about some Netflix stuff, some what to watch and not to watch. I'm going to go into that a little bit. I'm going to get some couch potato stuff because I'm watching some good series. And I want to just go into The Wire and Sopranos and the significance of those two, since I'm having kind of a day for me, per se. So I'm going to go ahead and do that and get into the show. Also, you know what I'm saying, if you want to join us live, if you want to talk about any of these shows, you want to bring up a show that you're watching that's pretty good and give us some insight, let us know. You can feel free to give us a call at 646-716-8552. That's 646-716-8552. We also know we don't have any Dead Men Talking per se, but we are going to do a little bit of Walking Dead stuff with us here today too as well. We're going to go ahead and get on here and, chop it up a little bit. But we're going to go ahead and get into some music first real quick. I want to go ahead and play one of my favorite new tracks right now. I know it's not Music Monday, but I want to go ahead and get this so I can set up the next part of the show. We're going to come back on the other side with what to watch and not to watch after these messages from Apex Talk Radio. This is Chief Squirrel right here, Evening Eyes. Cheer.
Fuck around with them, boy. Get killed, boy. Fuck around in that field, boy. I'm feeling like Godzilla. Nail me to a cross, I know God killer. Even number for you odd nigga. 10 if he did, 5 was the job, nigga. Young boys raised a murder rate. Young girls lost, now they turning 8. Turning 4, trying to get 8. Shit got real, backing up the shape. Put the coke in the pot, tryna rock it well. Serving fire, I ain't tryna lose my clientele. Turtle ass niggas moving slow as hell. I'm in rotation, I ain't going to jail. Shells on the ground, wrapped in yellow tape. Body shocked out, somebody lost faith. A nigga acting tough, tryna save faith. What? A nigga acting tough, tryna save face.
Fuck around with them, fuck around, you fuck around and get killed, boy. Fuck around in that field, boy. Fuck around with this real, boy.
Better pay the plug, don't play the plug. He a pagan nigga, he a singing slug. Sick to carry you out. 12 jurors, he faced the judge. Better know what you're fucking with. War based on a coke, that's a bad brick. She getting money in a foreign, that's a bad bitch. In a child hole, always catching mad bitch. disappear like magic. Flip packs like gymnastics. Rip off the plastic. Put that bitch in the place if she asking. Send that shit out of state, then we taxing. What your life like? Catch a body and earn strike. Homicide come through, then we out that same night. Free shot, boy, we all got the same white. Free shot, boy, we all got the same white.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
HLP. We in the storm, see the calm, done swept by. Here comes the hail, that's what happens when you lead an eye. The pressure in the atmosphere, fucking with their mind. Watch it slip to see you rappers fall right in line. With little effort, see the wind got your roof missing. Like your idols talking about convertibles wishing. The industry Katrina leave you with no pot to piss in. Us your position in your FEMA trailer hurts bitching. No stars, he is cloudy in the forecast. Like the hook never ends and the song is trash. I'm a walking dilemma, contradicting fast. So is everybody else, so I get the pass. Now the body's going by, face down. Cause we never on level ground. See, they crowd us in their stadium for the home team.
Then they rape us in the dark with no Vaseline.
Just survivors, the game say we looters.
Yeah,
I'm just protecting what's mine, now we shooters.
Yeah,
I see your space, but I'd rather have me a beer. I'm from Wisconsin, every winter we can take it there. Still in the midst of the wind, but my vision clear. It took me 37 years for me to make it here. And I ain't going nowhere, sycamore tree. Shout out to those still doing this with no fear. Yeah.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
Come and get some.
Wanna do, cause I'm back on the track, back on the flow, yeah, back on the map. Hanging with the guys that train them things. Shoot up, see if you want that flame. Too old to play these games. We stay focused on our pain. Say the f*** about our way.
Come
and get my flow will take you higher. Got them speakers on fire. You didn't see this coming, now you better go retire. I heard it through the grapevine. You was trying to take mine. Jealous of our shine, so stop trying to hate cause you will lose. You know we be, come on through. Checking me racing, we know I ain't faking. The game is a battle that started like cattle. Strong survive, we will not die. Working harder than 9 to 5. You feeling tough and you feeling live. Then come and get some.
We don't complain about no losses. Go on, who the hell your boss is? Long as we stay flawless. Come and get some. We never running, even if you start gunning. Hold cool, one-on-one and blue. Come and get some. We don't complain about no losses. Or who the hell your boss is? Long as we stay flawless. Come and get some. We never running, even if you start gunning. Hold cool, one-on-one and look.
You are tuning in to Apex Talk Radio
with your hosts Big Mike, Sean T, and D to the MO. Let's go!
Up, y'all. Welcome back to Social Media Friday on Apex Talk Radio, and I got my funny ass co-host with me. What is up, Prince? How you doing, man?
What it do, yo? Man, I'm out here chilling. It was raining today. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, it's not supposed to do this. Like I was devastated. I was worried about after it rained, you know how that goes. I thought it was gonna get hot and mucky, which it didn't. It's still kinda cool tonight. I mean, it's not cold,
okay.
But it's, you know, it's nice and cool. So
it's cold everywhere, it's cold here, dog. I had to turn the heat back on, so don't feel bad.
Yeah.
don't feel bad. So your day went pretty good, huh?
Days.
Okay.
Yeah, how was your last couple of days?
Oh man, last couple of days for me, you know, had to be at the gig working hard, you know, or hardly working, however you wanna look at
hardly,
it.
Hardly working.
Hardly working, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, just was in the you know, just doing that, you know what I'm saying? And then plus I'm doing my detox here, my detox cleanse thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm losing weight left and right like a mug, you know. So that part is good. So I had to refrain. And you know, why every time people want to go and try to make a lifestyle change, you know what I'm saying? Not just a diet, you know what I'm saying? Like an actual change in their diet so that way they can live a little bit longer, you know, in don't live to eat, but eat to live type of thing because you got other stuff going on. Why everything in the world got to come to my plate? Everything in the world. I mean, they had roast beef, not roast beef. They had French dip sandwiches yesterday brought in from work. They had Duke, 3 bags of candy, the little miniature fundraising. One was a whole bag of Reese's, and that's my favorite. He ain't know. What else?
He knew.
What else? Right, somebody knew something. You know, it was like, hey, man, try this right here. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? And I had to tell dude, I said, look, man, just because you're doing what you're doing, don't be over here effing with me. Like, I had to check somebody, like, really, you know, the hunger man, you know, the fat part of me came out and said, look, man, I'm really trying here. You know, I had to snap off on dude. Like, hey, you know, back the hell up, you know. So, I mean, besides that, I mean, you know, we're talking about 6 pounds. Off, you know, seeing my stomach go down a little bit. I don't know, that might sound weird, but my stomach been getting hard in the front. You know how the dude's got the pop belly? Well, I know how it starts now, and it was starting for me, and I had to say, uh-oh, this is not going to work. So definitely lost a lot of that stomach flab already, like in the matter. And, I mean, I'm not eating. You know, I'm eating, but I'm not eating all the garbage I was eating. So I can tell a difference. I can tell a big, big, big difference. So, and what's this day for? So, you know, it's all right. It's whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, going through my hunger pains.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
I missed a couple of days and whatnot. Wednesday,
Ah, you had to tell me about your night. You going to tell me about it there or no?
No, Wednesday, I was working or whatever, and then I hung out with some of my, the two I was working with. And,
okay.
I got invited to it was actually today. I got invited to I was talking to dude. He's like, oh yeah, I'm like, you know, that's how about where you from, blah blah blah. That's how you start talking to him. He's like, oh, I'm from Raleigh. I'm like, oh, that's verb, cool. So you a NC fan or your Duke fan? They the right one. He was like, I forgot. I think they were from fans of somewhere else because they were from somewhere else. But he was like, oh yeah, that's crazy. He's like, well then after the round he was like, well, why don't you come, here's my number, why don't you come hit me up or whatever, and you can come to our convention and listen to somebody speak. I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, somebody famous. I'm like, oh, okay, that's dope. He's like, yeah, Coach K's going to be speaking there Friday at 10:30 or whatever. I'm like,
oh, wow.
He's like, yeah, come on.
Wow.
I was like, what?
Right.
So that was Wednesday, and then Thursday, I was working late. But then I typically, well, depending on the people I get, because they out here on vacation or whatever, so they like to,
right.
So they don't know around or whatever, they want to go out and have fun, whether it be some young or middle-aged dudes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And so a lot of times they'll invite us out there with them or whatever, go out or whatever, whatever the case, maybe eat dinner, just to go out, drinks, whatever. And anyway, so that's what I was doing yesterday a little bit after work and stuff, so that's why I was going. But anyway, today, man. And then Wednesday night, that's what I did. Wednesday night, I was actually politic with them a little bit and met some pretty cool people or whatever.
That's awesome.
But, man, I couldn't even go today. I had to work. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could have maybe possibly missed work, but I doubt it.
Right.
but, yeah, I couldn't even go. I was like, man, I don't get starstruck anyway, but it still would have been cool just to hear.
Right, but still, though, I mean, that's Coach K for you right there. You know, it's hard as you rep. Then just coming off the championship, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
I
don't blame you for that. Like I know you had to make some choices. And that's the type of choices I have, like, today. It was the same thing, not on that level, not on your level, but the small choices. I'm trying to get at the small and the big choices. I had a small choice. Like, there was a birthday party today, a surprise birthday party. You know, shout out to Brad, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, I can't be there. I got other obligations, as you can see. He had a birthday party. I can't eat no cake. I can't eat none of the hot dogs and brats. You know, they have like a face out there. I can't eat none of that shit. So why am I going to go and try to even tell myself, right? And then on top of that, the other dude, he just left work. He had been at my spot for 16 years. You know, I've known him for all nine of my years there. And he's leaving for good. I'm still going to get a chance to catch up with him and everything. But he's leaving, and, you know, they going out to some all-you-eat fish fry. I mean, you know, I think I'm disciplined. But when you're not around something, it's easier to say to walk away and not be influenced by it. So, you know, I'll be able to get up with dude, and then, like I said, I work with Brad every day. So, you know, it's not a big thing, but it's like it's just something I need in this phase of my what I'm doing. You know what I mean? This day four, it's real easy to call it quits when you smell brats in the air, you know what I'm saying? It's real easy. Yeah. Oh, you don't get, you know, I got a plate? What? You know, it's real easy to just walk away from that, you know, at the end of the day. So, anyway, we're going to get to it. What is on your timeline besides Country Wayne? Because that dude's a fool. He has a couple more for me brought in there. The These Nuts dude, you've been sending me a whole bunch of stuff, and I love the one where it was like the told him to be quiet, and that was hilarious. Let's see what else I saw here that had me dying. I had some other stuff that just had me. I was just in tears laughing. Let me see here. So I can tell y'all what's going on. What's the funniest meme that you posted? You probably think this week on your timeline. What's the funniest one?
You know what I do. I got so many of them, man. The one I posted one today. It's funny, but it's real. It says it's the Kermit the Frog thing. You know, I like to keep him around, relevant. Chicks would choose their baby daddies the way they choose their selfies. They wouldn't have all the drama. You know. And that's real, man, because people make – it's not even just that. Other decisions, people make some dumb decisions, but then they'll focus forever on like, some bullcrap, like a selfie or whatever. What else I put up here? Since we in this time of day, it's one – you got to see – a lot of you got to see to understand. But anyways, it's got a picture of a cop frisking a dude and another cop holding a gun, like kind of watching his back or whatever. And the dude's up against the wall, not facing him. And then there's a black dog, a black lab, literally. Like, hey, he's got his wall, hands up against the wall, too. And it says, the dog knows he's done nothing wrong, but he's black, so he's not taking any chances with the police. Look, I do got police friends, and I do got police fraternity brothers. And one of my brothers,
on the Super Card was a funny deal. Go ahead.
He commented, he put like, ha ha, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it was a sarcastic right. Ha ha. Like, I'm like, I don't know, damn, who I was, man. Matter of fact, that brings me to another one. This one.
Oh, man, this one's funny as hell right here. This, little man, life there already. Super Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, I just posted that.
That was going live to hit the carrier. This one is so funny. This one is really funny. I didn't see that one. Oh my God! It says Super Mario Kart. I know. I'm gonna say. I just saw. I just went to the name. I just said, you know what? I'm not gonna be going through my timeline. I'm just gonna look up your name and see what you got. And the Super Mario, in Super Mario Kart, if you defeat all levels, you unlock this hidden character, Mario Quisha. Oh my God! It is so funny. It's so funny. I'm gonna like it. I'm gonna share it because I'm just gonna put it out there like that. I'm gonna put it for the public. Man, this is just so funny, so funny. That was a good one. How did you find that one? Who made that one up? That was good.
This is actually, I made this as a status, but this one got a crap load of likes on it, but it got a lot of people laughing, got some people in their feelings, and I'm like, and it's one of my dudes, I'm like, hey, I don't care who you are, like, if I'm here to it, like, I'm not gonna say I'm here to offend you, but like, if I do, I did my job. Like my thing is, I put stuff up there for people to just kind of like look at, like, wow, like, you know, mouth open, like I can't believe he posted this, or it's something that people think, but they don't have the balls to say, but I say it because I don't care. Anyways, I posted this one Tuesday. This one was too funny. It says, dudes drop out of school, get a job at McDonald's, then be like, on the grind. And I said, yeah, okay, grind me up an Oreo McFlurry with your dumb ass. And look, I'm not even trying to be disrespectful. I worked at McDonald's before. Like, I mean, I was in high school, but I worked at McDonald's before. I worked at fast food for like 6 years at Culver's in high school and a little bit of college. But I, you know me, I'm just putting stuff up there just to be funny. And my, one of my dudes kind of got about it, and I was like, well, hey, I don't know. You thought I was gonna apologize or what? I'm like, if it offended you, so well, I've been so many different people all the time, people that I actually care about, people that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it don't bother me whatsoever if you get offended. Anyways, so that was one of the funny ones, though, man. Like, you know me, man. I stay flexing.
Oh, right, right. I like that. I like that.
Oh, it's one for you on here, too.
I know. I was trying to go to...
It's from a few days, I think Tuesday as well, but it says when the I don't want to say, I hate saying these words, but when a pussy inspires you to go harder on the mixtape, and it's got dude, like, it's probably from a cartoon or something like that, but dude, like, he's got, you got to see it, you got to look at it, because
I'm going to,
again,
right,
there's a bunch of them that,
I like, what's the name, it says, teacher asked me to turn in my essay, but
nah,
I know. That was good.
What else I got? I got so many, man.
This one right here is coming in. When you could already see your sister finna be a bitch when she's older.
What's it say?
It's the one when you can already tell your sister's finna be a bitch when she's older. She's flipping off a little.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
My girl, it's funny because me and I was talking about that just the other day. Actually, right when I posted, I was talking about that, like, you know how, like, little house, especially when you got a show there, and, like, you about to be, either whether it be, you don't even got to be a stepbrother or stepsister, but, like, just to have another baby come in the house. And that only, sometimes the only sibling don't like that junk. Oh, man. I got too many of them, man. I like to put a lot of controversial ones up. I do. I just because... And whatever gets a rise out of people, man. I got some serious ones out there too. Which here's a couple of serious ones that you might like that I definitely know your pops would like. Big Mike would probably like. Here's one. It's not about race. It's about school. It says what would a school really? Yeah, that one.
School. What does school really do? Wait, what'd you say?
That's the one.
Okay, let me see. It's
kind of true. What does school really teach children? It says one, truth comes from authority. Two, intelligence is ability to remember and repeat, which is so true. All you gotta do is remember stuff, and that's how you can pass tests. You remember and you forget it. That's why nowadays we don't use the stuff that we learn. That's why we have the show. Are you part of the fifth grader? No, I'm not, because he's learning that stuff right now. Three, accurate memory and repetition are rewarded. Four, noncompliance is punished. Five, conform intellectually and socially. Like, that's real spit. Here's another one. It says the KKK, and this is so real. It says the KKK killed 3,446 blacks in 86 years. Black on black murders surpass that number every 6 months. Let that sink in. That is real. I hate when we as a culture point our fingers at other people. No, we doing the same. They don't value our lives because we don't value our lives. Like, what?
Right.
I'm talking about dirty females or whatever, bustos, whatever. You know, I like talking bustos, but like. How can I value you, or how can I respect you if you don't respect yourself? Like, I don't respect myself, I can't respect nobody else to. You know what I'm saying? But anyways,
because that's people, period, right there. You know what I mean? You have to, you know, you can just tell. You know, nowadays, like Facebook exposes so much, you know, or exposes people to so much, that they don't understand, you know, because all of us look at our Facebook every day. I don't know when the last time I probably have not looked at my Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
And I always say, well, I'm not doing the Facebook for whatever. I got, you know, I got my show. I got to do this. But I'm also trying to keep up with my friends, and I read my timeline so I get a little laugh, blah, blah. It's become part of my day. I remember when they were trying to say, oh, that's habits and stuff. I said, no, just some, like, people read the paper every day. I know people who read the newspaper every day. That's what I'm doing, basically, with the Facebook. I'm looking at my people I went to school with, you know, make sure everybody's okay, everybody survived the night, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. That's what people should check the newspaper for, see who died, see what happened last, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things, you know, the old school people always talking about it's this and it's that. I'm like, you know, I didn't think I was going to get in touch with it. You know, you're talking about like 08 is when I really started, you know, I got my cell phone, the smartphone, I should say, my first Apple, and it was like, yeah. I mean, it was 09, yeah, I think, 09. And I lost my mind because I was like, man, I got all this stuff right here at the top of my hand, And what you were saying, all those stuff about the whole, just to get over to what you were talking about, the killing, that's true. You know, I don't want to dive too far into that, but that is true. Like, that's what Kendrick Lamar said. Y'all want me to go crazy for Trayvon, but when I know that there's a dude and if I needed to, I would kill a dude as black as me, so that wasn't, does that make me a hypocrite? Right, it makes you a hypocrite, you know, and I'm not saying people who was protesting for Trayvon and these other guys aren't that, but I don't see the protests for the stop, you know, the killings in the neighborhoods and whatever shit like that. You don't see that as big as the ones when you see all these, the cops did this, so then they come out, whatever else. So, you know, every time anybody dies, you would think they would do rallies like they're supposed to all the time, but see, that's not what happened. So, you know, in a day, you know, it's still a good thing to put up those real messages right there. So I appreciate that. Out of your being funny, you know what I'm saying? You do good.
And
some real messages.
You know what? That's why I like, it sounds weird, but I like myself. It sounds weird, but I tell people all the time, like when I come up with stuff that I like, when it comes to myself, because I'm very honest about myself, but there's some stuff I hate about myself, there's some stuff I wish I could change. I wish I could change that, because I can't change them. I'm trying to change them. Obviously not, like, maybe not, like, urgently, but anyways, like, there's this thing that, like, I put funny stuff up all day, every day, and Sundays are, like, my days I kind of dedicate to putting more serious stuff up there.
Right.
Or stuff that makes you think, but like it always depends what kind of mood I'm into. If I'm in a crappy mood, well then,
I can tell what mood you're in when certain stuff you post.
Sometimes I'll pull something just so I can try to get out of a mood too. That always helps me too a little bit.
And real quick, if y'all want to follow this man, do you mind me giving your Facebook so that if they want to follow you for some funny ass memes?
Oh, yeah, man, do that, man. Plug me.
All right. Julius the Prince Higgs on Facebook. Go to Julius the Prince Higgs on Facebook. Hey, what's your Instagram?
That's D-A. That's D-A, the Prince. Ebonics, yeah. Ebonics. The Prince.
D-A.
It's also, what do you say? What's my Instagram? I think it's just the Prince. I think it's just the Prince. Damn, I don't even know.
I think it's just the Prince. That's what's up. That's what's up, y'all. And y'all heard it.
Yeah,
here,
man, get at me, man. Get at me, y'all. Get at me. Y'all want a laugh? People literally hit me up all the time, like, man, I go to your stuff if I want a laugh, if I'm like in a bad mood, and I want to get better, or whatever. I go to your Instagram, your Facebook, and like it just brings up my day. Or I go there just for a quick laugh or whatever it may be. They go on their lunch break. Let me see what this food unposted, because it's probably going to make me chuckle a little bit. Like, I like that. Like, that's my goal, is to make people laugh, but also to make you, that's why I said I like the serious part, because I can make you think as well and be like, damn, that makes sense. Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I like being diverse, man. I love being diverse.
Well, like this one. No, well, you are a very diverse person, so shout out to you for sure. You know, Julius the Prince Higgs, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to make sure y'all follow him. If chicks would choose their baby daddies like they choose their selfies, they wouldn't have all that drama. But that's none of my business.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And then when
you know what I did with that post?
What?
Just take a guess. Take a guess. Got him.
No.
No. He was no. You sound like Kevin Hart when he said it. No. No, I wasn't ready.
Right. That's crazy. I love that. And you know what? Let's talk. You know, we was touching on a little bit of the I forgot what it was. Me and you were talking about last time, like how people how these guys get famous or whatever else. And you know, those guys, I saw one. I don't know if it was you. It was the NWA. It was Ends with Autism. Did you see that one?
My brother.
Oh, my God. I died laughing. And I was like, wow. I was like, whoever's turning these guys into this, I hope that they're getting paid, man. That's all I'm going to say. Getting kind of money, man, because they getting blasted on this piece. There you go, right here.
So
I see it right when I turn right there.
So my she sends it to me, right? And I'm like, and I looked at it, and I started laughing. And I'm like, I'm not even sure, but I will post this. I saved it just in case.
Right,
I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm like, I don't even know.
I like it, but I'm scared to share it.
Right? You know, I knew it. Yeah, but look, the funny thing is, I have so many other pictures and videos and posts to put up there. But, like, people don't realize, like, as bad as I am, I really do be putting a filter on. Like, I don't think people realize because my shit is so vulgar anyways. But, like, I really do have a filter. Like, the stuff I post, that's the mild stuff I have. I got some ratchery. I got some stuff, man.
Ratchery. You're making up words right now.
I am. I'm being hood reddish.
That's
crazy. Yeah, man, I got, yeah. you know what? We talked about that before a little bit. Let's discuss that a little bit. The NWA thing that's not the real one, but the one that they're talking about, the dudes with autism, or whatever. Like you're right. Like everything. It's all just same thing as other things. It's fads. These guys are always gonna go. They're gonna go away. Probably fairly soon. They might pop up here and there. But it isn't it funny how that stuff just spreads like wildfire, and how these
yeah,
like you said, how these cats can go viral.
People want to laugh, but why would you exploit? It seems like exploitation, right? Almost.
No doubt. And then I also wonder, like, when I see some of these dudes like that are with them, clearly they're with them like right away. And these dudes I'm guessing they weren't famous really really before. But you see the dudes that are with them, and whether it be, like, the dude, like, who I don't know, I guess I'm being stereotypical and I'm being, I don't know, prejudiced. But when you see these dudes, and they look like they're cool cats, like, that are with them, and you're
right.
Like, okay, are you with them? Like, was that your boy before? Or did all of a sudden you find him or he found you or whatever case may be, and he's some kind of benefit to you? Like, were you guys actually boys? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if me and you start doing something, I guess neither one of us have a, I guess, say me and you start doing something, like, it's like, okay,
right.
So were they boys before, like, you know what I'm saying, or did they just get together and one of them could help the other one out, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm always
right.
Wonder that.
Yeah, I know, I think it's definitely a way to exploit, but, like, oh, we can't be famous doing regular because I'm regular, but my dude on here. And I wonder how, I mean, I don't want to be in a business, but I keep seeing it. And the shit's funny. Like, some of it's funny, but not funny for the right reason. And then you be seeing the one dude, he balling out. He making it rain on chicks and stuff and whatever else. And I'm just like, okay. You know, he picking up girls into the thing. And my thing is, that's those people, like I said, like, I don't know about, you know, the dude that's with them. That you see them in all the videos with them, those dudes are permanently there. They might be boys or whatever, but then you always see them picking up somebody. They got some girls, something, whatever. And the one dude who sings, what's that? That Tweety Day one? He's in front of Floyd Mayweather, something. And then Floyd, like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, he.
So,
but you know, he got money because he put. Well, I guess I lied. Let me apologize right now to the world. I did not mean to say that. You don't know he got money because of this. People get front all day. Anyway, but he does have a video of him going to a store and buying, like, I don't know if he bought a chinchilla or a mink, but he bought some kind of really expensive, you know, some fur jacket. And I think it was a mink. But
yeah.
He was like, you know, straight cash with her, blah, 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 whatever he was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so it's like, where did this money come from? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean like.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can have a regular job and have that kind of money. Like, you know, sound like you're smart with it, or whatever. You know, saying you can have money. Like, and because clearly, I don't think you're gonna get rich by being a YouTube sensation. Well, no, you can get rich, but like as if you're still on YouTube right now, you're not gonna be rich, I don't think. Or if you're getting money based off of likes or shares or views, I don't think you're gonna get rich. But yeah, I just always one of those. No, okay, when I say that, I mean, like, okay, Justin Bieber, he used YouTube to get rich. So, I don't mean, like, him. I mean, like, while you're still doing, like, he wasn't rich until he got discovered. You know, so even when he was getting likes and hits, he wasn't rich. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, right, or whatever, right. And what I found out the other day, I was listening to Milwaukee Public Radio, and they were talking about how that works. Well, if somebody wants to post your video on YouTube, and if it's not your thing that you're posting or like it, people will ask, can we use your video and whatever else? And then if it's getting popular, they'll ask, then they'll pay you. They'll pay you to that, or you can have a contract where you got to post stuff on Facebook and you can get paid. I'm not saying they can get rich from it. I'm just saying, like, you can get paid. So, like, if we turn Apex TV, for example, if we turn that into something, somebody can sponsor us and then end up paying us money, you know what I'm saying, to actually put content out there, you know what I'm saying? So I think if that is part of this thing, you know, whether they do it, because Daniel Tosh, I bet you Tosh had one of these dudes on you, whatever. I should look that up. I bet you Tosh, you know Daniel Tosh is, right?
Tosh, he's funny.
I finna look it up now. I bet you Tosh had these dudes on their show, and then they get famous, really, really famous. And I really think that
it helps.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And I like what Daniel Tosh does. And there's some people trying to copy the format, but I think he's really. I ain't saying he was the first to do what he's doing, but I mean it was some good funny stuff. So I'm trying to find out about.
You mean how he brings the people on there? Like he had that one cat that said, "I'm Jipper." I had that song in my head for like the longest time. I'd be walking around, "I'm Jipper, I'm Jipper," or I don't know if that's even right, but it was something like that. Like he said, he mixed together the word Jipper and Yipper or something like that. I don't know, but I was rolling. And he got something.
Yeah, he's funny, man. I'll find out because I gotta find out now because I used to watch him all the time and then I stopped watching him. So what I'm gonna do is I'll probably do some more research to find that out to see if these dudes was on there. Because that one dude who can't sing, you know that little light skinned one out of the NWA dude.
He
keeps on getting on the thing, and I'm just sitting up here like, what the hell? And I mean, like, he'd be like, ah, and he'd be having the bitches be
I don't,
there. I'd be like,
I can't,
who the fuck is recording these dudes?
I don't
You know,
get
and I saw him
I
on
time. Uh-huh. Yep. But I don't get
I've
it.
I've seen
like,
him on
time. Like, I did too. I just don't understand, though, like, same thing I say with these with certain women. Who is giving these people this confidence? I think everybody should have confidence, but, like, you shouldn't be stupid. Like, do you really think that you're thinking, like, good? Like, I don't get it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Can't you hear like, American
yourself?
Idol.
What I ask is, can you hear yourself, or is he, like, trying to be funny for real? Like I have to ask that question because I'm not sure. I'm kind of like...
I'd be wondering.
You know, just wondering, like...
You remember? I was supposed to hear a lot. Old girl, I had to make fun of my girl for it. Old girl, she little light skinned girl, chubby, weird, Teletubby body having that girl.
The one to be dancing. She did that. And then she clapped her thighs like
her thighs. She was popping the shit up. I'm like, I'm like, what the. And I'd be just wondering, like...
I even got it up. I'm just dying. That's it. Like, she's famous.
Do you see yourself? Like, do you see yourself? Like,
hey!
I know somebody that said, hey, what are you doing? Like, didn't nobody rib you yet? Like, come this way. I'll rib your ass. Yo, tell everybody out of here. Like, let me not gutter. I ain't gonna gutter. Because she might be able to put me on one day or something. I don't even know.
Right. You know, well, shit. I don't know what people are thinking about. You know, I don't even know. I don't get it. I don't be getting it half the time. But, you know, that ain't for me to get. So I'm not going to, you know, care about
like,
it too
like,
much.
Like, my thing is, if it's okay, this is what it is. Let me, I kind of want to stop beating this at work. But, like, okay, so, you know, sometimes you see, like, a video. If somebody does something, they, it's, like, really embarrassing. Whatever. Like, were you actually feel embarrassed for them? Like, as you're watching it, you actually got a blush. Like, damn, I'm kind of embarrassed. One or two of those videos that can get leaked. You know what I'm saying? Like one, like your friend goes to your phone and posts it, or you send it to somebody and they post it, whatever the case may be, and they make a meme out of it or make a video Vine out, whatever the case may be. But then, so that's different. But like when you do it yourself, when you keep posting them, like I think what happens is like that chick. I think she got so many views and it went viral. I think she's, and then of course you're gonna have some people that are gonna be like, oh yeah, do your thing. Yeah, some people, they're going to be like, yeah, do your thing. You killing a girl. Ooh, I want to talk to you, whatever. so you don't get confidence. But I think what happens is they see those views, they see the shares, they see the likes, the comments, even if they're not good comments, and they're like, look at all the attention I'm getting right now. Like, I'm getting sort of famous off this. Like, old girl. And if I got time for that, like, really? That's the first time we ever heard that? Like, have your mom never said that to you? Or your TT or nothing like that? Or your granny and never said, hey, anybody got time for that?
Oh, she's a comedian, dude.
She's a comedian, actually?
She's a comedian. I just found this video called Mr. Grimes Comedy, and she's doing this one video, and she's eating all this food and then whatever and
well,
whatever.
Either way though, that catchphrase caught on like she really wrote it, like she was the first. You know what I'm saying? Like it was Bling Bling.
Right.
She ain't Lil Wayne. You ain't Wayne.
Right. Oh my God. Stuff, man. I tell you, you know it, man. It's just crazy. It's just some crazy stuff out here on this timeline, but yeah,
hey,
man, we're gonna
respect the power to them.
Yeah, respect the power to those people that's out
we
there.
Talking
we can
to
get
them.
On,
we talking
and
about
people
right
can
now.
Like it, and you know, hey, more power to you. I'm not hating on that aspect. I'm just wondering how and why, and do you not see yourself? But that's all right. you know, it's just one of those things. We're gonna take a real quick commercial break, real quick. We're gonna go behind the scenes real fast. We're gonna chop it up.
If you say real or quick one more time, I'm hanging up.
What? Here we go. Radio Social Media Friday. Sure.
What's going on, guys? This is Matt Moore, and you're listening to Apex Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Apex Talk Radio.
Working till my head hurts. I don't know what y'all about. Flopping like Paul Pierce. Better call a timeout. Love running cash routes. Anyway, move them out. Suckers always talking cash with no bank account.
GMO
fund my own way. No petty cash.
Nope.
Got a couple M cause my foot on the gas.
Yeah.
I ain't greedy, but the grind is the grind, right?
Right, baby.
I'm getting mine. Gotta satisfy the appetite.
Yeah.
Making sure everything in my life is
everybody.
Tight. Doing it. Dead wrong, man, I'm still right.
Know
y'all in the paint, I own the stadium, be quiet.
Woo!
Hustle hard mentality will incite riots. My mind right,
yeah.
So the money came out today.
You know it.
Strategically placed right there
HLP,
on the doormat.
Baby.
I'm at the spot, lab two, pushing to the limit.
What's up, guys? You're tuned into Apex Talk Radio. Have a good one.
My forefathers consist of drug dealing type kingpins, island born henchmen. For the right tag, you hit man, and I be from Wisconsin, racing to be exact. Hood, I'm from 12th Street. Yeah, tell them Google that. Right now I'm down in the mound, gorilla pound that. Last cat who called himself the Don, yeah, he not coming back. Making Jimmy Hopper moves. Diesel got the proper tools like triple beam, crash bass, plus a couple goon dudes. You niggas know I'm loony, chewing up these syllables. You couldn't decipher if you was my disciple. How much higher than my rival? Plus chivalry is non-existent when niggas face to face with that rifle. Childhood nothing like trifling. I've been from coast to coast. Plus I'm gangster, done seen more than most. Stuck grinding, you ever lie me out?
You're listening to Apex Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? This is Apex Talk Radio, Social Media Friday. We back live and in effect. And we just got done going over timelines with my boy, The Prince. And we right here live and loving it, every minute of it. So if y'all want to give us a call, Prince, what's that number, man?
That number be 646. 646-716-8552. That is 646-716-8552. Get at us.
Yes, and I need you to record that and send that to me when you do that, so I got it, so I can make it for next
I just thought about that, too. I swear I just thought about that, too.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I was thinking about it, too. I was like, yeah, I got to get this show next week, too. But kind of moving on a little bit. Prince don't watch no TV, but I'm not going to exclude Prince, because he on the show. Have you ever watched The Wire or The Sopranos at all? In their entirety?
I'm sorry, man. I haven't. I've heard nothing but great things about them, but I just haven't. I haven't, man.
Man, you're talking about some best TVs ever, and it's on HBO, so they ain't got to edit nothing.
Yeah, no, you're right. I've heard they're like classics.
Oh, definitely. And I vouch for them. I vouch for every one of them. I vouch for them like a mug. I think I'm every quarter. I think I'm gonna come back and have a little thing, but real quick, that way I can tell you kind of about it. If you don't know some of the gist of it, I know The Sopranos. Everybody knows the gist. Tony Soprano. Everybody hears about him. He's the main character. His family. He's a mob boss. Blah blah blah. And the story goes on from there. You know, you gotta watch the show from there. Now, have you saw any of those episodes or no? Or you, because you know who Tony Soprano is. You know that.
Yep.
I
know what it's all from. I just nope.
Okay.
Ain't watching. Ain't.
So what about The Wire, though?
Nope.
Man, so you don't know nothing.
Cody? I don't know nothing.
Avon Barksdale, you don't know nothing about.
Avon. Nope.
Yeah, you hear the name.
I don't know.
Rapper, and they talk about Avon Barksdale, whatever else. And then there's another dude that's up in Green Bay who is releasing music that you might know him, but I don't know. You might know him or not. I'm not sure if he's with the people. I know that K-Matic. Had him around there a couple times. And then shout out to K-Matic. I think tonight, is either tonight he has the SAVE?
Just tonight.
Yeah, the SAVE concert, you know what I'm saying? I hope it goes well. Y'all send y'all donations. Go to K-Matic, go to my, I want to say, Kemp Freeman. Go to his page, you know.
If you go to Kemp Freeman, you'll find it.
Yes, exactly. Just find it, you'll see it, we like it, we share it, whatever else. So, matter of fact, I'm going to do that here in a minute. But he might know the dude who do that, and he said whatever Barksdale he does that, and I made mention to it on my 09 album The Dilemma. I have a whole second verse on a song where I mention the various characters from that side. The show is good though, man. If you like a good show that's funny, that's complex, that you can like the characters, you know how most police shows are. Good cops, bad guys. This one mixes it up. This one actually shows how the environment is fucked up. You know, how people are just born into stuff. And you get to see it. And you get to see the cops actually, they'll fuck people up. But you see them actually caring and doing real police work and stuff, whatever. And it's set in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a great, great show, great drama. The dude who wrote the show, the two guys who are responsible for the show, one was a newspaper press writer for the Baltimore Sun, and the other dude was a police narcotic unit chief. They got together, and they wrote the show with all these other people. And then there's one of the guys, if you ever watch Gangster, have you ever watched any of the Gangster show where they talk about old school gangster, whatever, there's one called Melvin, whatever. He has a part actually in the show, too, but he was one of the reasons behind the Avon Barksdale story. So it's a fictional story, but it's so good, man. It's so good. And then they show you how the kids get fucked up. They have, like, one whole season where they focus on see how these kids are coming up and how the school system, how their family units fail them and stuff like that. They show that, but it's in a drama. It ain't just, like, all in your face like a documentary, you know what I'm saying? So it's a really good, you know, it's a bigger show than what they got credit for, and I'm mad. I'm happy that it was on HBO because they wouldn't be able to do it the way they did, but I was mad that they weren't on HBO. And BET tried to air it, but there were so many bleeps and stuff that they had to change so many things around. I'm not saying the cussing has to be involved, but you got to understand, like, when they bleep stuff, they might change the words around to mean something different when, you know, the overlays. And you know how BET
yep.
do it.
Yeah.
Dude was like, I shot them over. He'd be like, no, I don't like suckers. He'd be like, what? That had nothing to do with the movie at all. What that was. So, you know, a lot of people saw it on BET, but if you ain't got, you know what, if you get here and you want to borrow it, I got all five seasons on DVD. That way you get.
I will. You know what? Honestly, I will watch it if I watch any of those shows because I know they're good. I have to watch it from the beginning. I did jump in the middle of Dexter.
Yeah, well, I got season one for you, dog.
That was easy to catch up on. But like, yeah, I have to watch it from the beginning because I don't like to be confused, looking stupid.
I would never put you in the middle of anything. I'd give you the real from the beginning, and I think. The show was starting to turn at one point. Like, I read all the behind the scenes. You know, me and the wife last year when I took her to D.C., that's why we went to D.C., we went to Baltimore and we went to some of the spots and in the show. We went to, like, 18 different spots that's from the show in Baltimore. Yeah, just me and my wife. Yeah, gangster like that. But we went to Baltimore and we went to a lot of these spots because they shot it in Baltimore. This wasn't a movie that they – so all the abandoned houses, all the people's houses you see, those are insides of the houses. They're not sets. They did this all on location. So they wanted to uplift the Baltimore thing. And some places, man, it's like, it was just looking like, if our car break down right now, ain't nobody to ask nothing. We just going to call the people, say, we need a car. We ain't going to stay in the car because it was that bad, dog, put it that way. So, For real, no bullshit. But some of the spots we got to see, the opening scene, where the opening scene took place for the whole show, because the first scene is these actors, McNulty is the main, I guess, cop, protagonist cop type person. But it's the story's not all about them, and that's the thing, they don't just key on one person's story, they key on about, there's about, at any given time, there's 18 different storylines going. But they all interconnect, and it's so dope the way they wrote it. I don't think people can write. I'm trying to find a show that's written like this that doesn't have a precursor. Like the Game of Thrones has a precursor. There's a book. The Sopranos was kind of like this. It's like they kind of took a cue from the Sopranos, but then they tripled up on it for this show. And this is an 85% black cast. So, you know, that's where the people was trying to change it up in the second season to go to the docks to show how the dope comes in. You know, about the drugs coming in. They were trying to go and look at the dock workers and stuff like that. And they were like, no, we got to take it back to the city and these people. And then you get to see drug dealers, killers, people rob people, the kids, and how they all intermingle and how it happened. It's just such a good good melody of show. I like to use a musical reference. It has a good melody. So you're going to like it. I just got a feeling you're going to like it. So you know. One. When you want to, you want to let me know. You're going to like it's good. It's a solid written show, just like the Sopranos was a solid written show. And I think writing is so crucial for a drama. Because how many dramas do we see it? Because I tell you, have you ever watched these shows on TV, the police shows, the CSI or the Well, CSI was dope at one point, and then they had to switch it up. Then it got to the point where they were like, what's that new one, the other one? Criminal Minds. They solved the case at the end of every damn show. They do all this stuff, come back, solve the case. Okay. Oh, this dude's been killing for 10 years. They come back, they solve the case all in 40 minutes. And I'm like, okay, this is like the same formula over and over and over and over and over again. I can't get that. I don't know why I don't like that. I like when stuff has a better story that's longer than the show. You know what I'm saying? Those shows have got a formula that I can't get a hold of. Like, I can't watch back-to-back episodes of any of that. But these other shows that are well-written, that are that you can find, you know, that's why Walking Dead is so good. The same people are in it, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of good, well-written shows that are out there that I think people, because of their life, like you move around like obviously or something, or you just don't feel like sitting in front of you. You might not be that type of person that just sits there and watch TV too. So, you know, I can't knock that off you. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You know.
No, like I said, it's not really that. It's more like I just don't like to have to be like, okay, I don't like to miss it. So once I start watching it, like I'm gonna be mad when I start missing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
I used to watch a lot, like Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, dog,
I'm
watching that dog now. Oh, man. Oh,
and now, yeah, exactly. And now I done stop watching. Now everybody's talking to me.
When did you stop watching?
What I missed?
When
did I stop watching?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was, I don't know. It wasn't like I just stopped, like, I'm like, oh, this is whack, I don't want to watch no more. It was more like certain times of the year I get busier than the other time, and often, like, it was kind of that time where I start to get busy, so I start missing shows. And once I start missing, I'm like, okay, I don't want to jump back in it because I have no clue what's going on. Even though I guess I could easily jump back in.
I feel the same way. I'm just like you. I feel the same way.
I hate that junk, man. So.
But I haven't. But I'm gonna tell you now. Get your ass a DVR and stop missing shows because
the
DVR has helped me so much. I used to be the same way you were like 3 years ago, or two years ago. I got Dish. They had the DVR. I haven't missed shit, and I get to watch it when I want to watch it, and it's been awesome, man. I'm just gonna get that down.
I had a DVR at my house. I had Dish, and then at my girl's house too. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I have one. Then when I go back home, and we get our crib, like, yeah, I'm gonna have one too. Then, you know what I'm saying? It's just, and that, you know, that's the easy. You're right. That's the easy fix. Just DVR that shit. Like, I probably will start DVR stuff a little bit more. And I used it. I just wasn't. I don't know. Just didn't do it enough.
Or
I forget.
Man, the DVR is the key. I'm telling you, because I have so many shows recorded. Like, even if I'm not gonna like it, and if I don't want to miss it, I'll record it just so I can check it out if I can't watch it that night. You know, because we're on the show from 7 to 9. So I record a lot of stuff. Like Grey's Anatomy had to be recorded, and I had to watch it last night. And I ain't gonna lie, people laugh at me about Grey's Anatomy. That's a great show from the beginning. My wife got hooked on it, and we were just watching it. It's something that we did, but now I've watched it for the 10 seasons that it's been on. And man,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's been a good show. It's just been a good show. And then Scandal now, I'm trying to rewatch Scandal. Like, Big Mike just got done doing Scandal too. And, you know, we're just trying to get all back up on there. And the shows are good. I mean, the shows aren't bad at all. It's just about time. Now, you hear me, you think I watch a whole bunch of TV. I do, but I do it at my leisure now. Before the show started up, I wouldn't have been able to do it because I'd have been like, damn, I got to do the radio or I got to do my show. That's how I would have done it. And I don't want, you know, and I'm not going to put business over pleasure. I got the DVR now. Now I don't have to worry about it. Now my wife will wait. You know what I'm saying? My wife will wait because we have some
good. Oh, yeah, wait for you.
Yeah, she'll wait for me to get done with the show, and we'll sit down at 9:15. We'll, you know, and we'll watch the show. And it's
That's
so
dope.
You know, it's so dope to watch TV like that, and she know that, well, we didn't miss it. It's recorded. We're good. And I have some guilty pleasure shows. I don't know if I should tell you. I don't want to clown.
You
going to
clown.
I have some guilty pleasure shows.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody anyway. On Monday nights, there's a group of shows that come on, and you know, it has something to do with hip-hop and watching the big ones before. I do watch the hip-hop. I love hip hop. Whatever they call it.
Oh, Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, I do watch that. I do DVR. I do record. I do follow it. I do. That's like my guilty pleasure show. Show is like, man, I want to see somebody else be tore up, way more tore up than me. And you know, I know the people that's on the shows, and I get hyped. I'm like, oh man, it's gonna be good. You know, like that, but I don't put it out there. Like, some of the shows be. But there's that one, there's the pop, but then there's also another one that came on Monday. I forgot. The Following comes on Monday. That's a good show. What else? It was Love and Hip Hop. Then there was something that used to come on right after Love and Hip Hop, but it don't come on no more. Oh, Black Ink Crew. That's my other
that's
guilty pleasure.
Yes.
Ain't nobody. There's no. And my wife said this. On God, my wife said this. She said, I don't know how they sit on TV. Ain't nobody pretty on that show. I died laughing. There's no good-looking people on that show. They don't know how they sit on TV. I died laughing, cracking up. It made me laugh so hard. And she's
it's
so right.
Duchess,
off.
Man.
I was
it's
like, normally you need
Duchess,
TV, but TV is good. They have good TV, though. And these artists are really good, so I know why they got it going. What do you say?
I said, one, I like that it's real, but two, Duchess, it's something about Duchess, man. It's like, and sometimes when you feel like, ugh, but then, like, sometimes I'd be like, damn, Duchess. Like, I don't,
well,
I don't know what
if
it
you,
is,
if
man.
You look at somebody long enough, you know, as many times, especially on TV, you can become enamored by them. You know, you can become like, oh, my God, you know, okay. You know what I'm saying? This person will be really cool. Or, man, you know, hey, you know, like that, you know. So I get it, I guess. I get that part of it, I guess. But,
hey,
but what I'm saying was, huh?
I had some guilty pleasure shows too, man. I used to watch all the time. I used to watch, like I said, Grey's Anatomy. I used to watch all the time. Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, that's a good
one. I used to watch Chloe and Chloe and Courtney take over Miami or whatever it's called. I used to watch Passions, Days of Our Lives.
Sunset.
The Sunset Beach? That was the shit. They used to go hard on Sunset Beach. Sunset Beach.
Sunset what?
It used to be Days of Our Lives first, then
Sunset Beach. Oh, you're talking about one of them the B stories. You're talking about the B stories. Okay.
Yeah. And then what else I used to watch? I used to watch a lot. This is a bunch of shows I watch that are kind of like, man, you can't be watching this show, man. You a big dude and this and that. How you doing?
What?
Wow, my bad. Yeah. I watch everything, man. I watch a lot of stuff. Like, I will watch it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I will watch it, but I'll get addicted to it. I think that's kind of another reason I don't like to watch it.
Right. Well, don't be scared of getting you and see. Don't be scared of watching TV. I think sometimes people are scared of watching too much TV because they think whatever. Like me, I you couldn't pay me 10 years ago to sit in front of a TV without a joystick in my hand. Well, whatever you post say right there. Without a controller in my hand. There you go. That sounds better.
No, go ahead.
Without a controller.
Cool to you.
I know. That joystick. But yeah, you know, it's we have to pick out the shows and just give them a chance. I tell everybody, just give them a chance. Just give shows a chance to do. To do something for you, okay? You know, give them a chance to do something for you, and see if you like it. You know, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. So, you know, that's how I look at it. So,
yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So I'm just chilling in the cut right now.
In the cut.
In the cutter, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Moving on per se, whatever else. No, I shout out a whole bunch of people today. That was good. That was awesome. Two things before we go. Next week, Sports Talk Tuesday, Big Mike won't be with us. He got something to do or whatever. And then I'm not sure what other day. I think that's another day. Prince, you could tell me later. But Big Mike already made the announcement already, so I just wanted to make sure.
I'm sorry. He made the announcement for what?
Yeah, Tuesday he's not going to be on that particular show. So that's all. Just so you guys.
Tuesday. I can be there Tuesday then because what's going to happen is actually. I think I can't be for a while. You know, I got basketball, but next week I probably won't be there. I'll probably say the second half of the week. Actually, now I think about it, I should be able to be there Monday and Tuesday. I should be able to. But I let the world know I'm about to be getting my stuff ready, dog, to make this journey to the crib. I'm so geeked, dog.
Right.
I'm so geeked. So, yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Hey, man,
she's flying here. She's going to fly here Wednesday, then she's going to drive back with me. And we're probably going to leave right away Thursday because I work Thursday morning. Then we're going to probably dip that Thursday right soon as I'm done working. We out this geek. Ooh, I'm so geeked, man. I'm so geeked. I'm too.
Man, that's what's up, man.
My baby had a her spring concert. What was it? Wednesday. She had her spring concert Wednesday, and her man. I kudos to her mom, man. I applaud her. I love her. She always makes sure that she lets me know what's going on. For the most part, sometimes I gotta be. Hey, look, man. Let me. I want to know everything. I'm not kind of. Hey, she doo doo today.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't know she boo boo. Today.
Oh, you have no choice. Everything. No. If you got a phone, you have no choice to know everything, you know.
But you know, she sent me all the videos, the pictures. I talked to my baby, of course, and it was cool, man. She was so excited about it. And then I told her, she's like, oh yeah, I got another one coming up. I never make promises I can't keep. I told her, I'm like, I didn't want to say I could just because you never know what's gonna happen. But I'm like. I think I should be able to be at the next one. I would try my hardest to be there. And you know, she doesn't know I'm coming home. She knows I'm coming home, but my baby, I don't know. My baby, she has no concept of time. She's a woman. She has She had no concept of time. But yeah, man, I'm two gigs now. My little girl and my little man, I'm excited, man. And the love that he shows me, he's not even biologically mine, but the love he shows me, man, like he's missing me. I'm just ready to get home. Yeah, anyway, man, I just jumped off the train track with that one.
That's all right. That's all right. We care about that stuff, though. We care about you. Like, I hope you have a safe, you know, I pray you have a safe trip. You know what I'm saying? You know, then God dispatched those traveling angels to and from, you know what I'm saying, for all parties involved with your move, you know what I'm saying, with your lady coming down to you, as well as you guys on the way back. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of geeked up because now I get to sit with this man and shake his hand and, you know, tell him thank you. Just in case if y'all didn't know, Prince came on just to come on, and he stayed with us. So I appreciate every day that you could be on the show. And like I say, I really do appreciate you being part of what we're doing here at Apex. And you don't know how much that means to me, but I'm just letting you know live here on Apex Talk Radio Social Media Friday right now that I do appreciate everything that you've done. One day I'm going to get you paid from doing this, because that's the point, that's the joint, because if people want to do what they like to do, and I think we do enjoy this format, and I kind of want to, got some other stuff we got to talk about, but I'd rather do it in person, that way you can see what I'm doing here behind the boards here at Apex Talk Radio, you know. So, man, I appreciate you. Like I said, I'm glad your stint down there is over. And you get to come back up here to Wisconsin.
Man, you know how that be, man. We were talking about that, and then we were like, and I told, like, once at the end of March of last year, I actually came home. I was done at the end of March. We got done a month early.
And it was crazy when you came here.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. Oh, you mean last year or this year?
It was bad when you came back here. When you came back here for them days, it was the day we were supposed to hang out. It snowed, the Super Bowl.
I'm not talking about when I came home for the. I'm talking about last year in general. Like we got done down here like a month early. So for me, it's like, dang, I was ready for that, and then to find out that we're gonna be here at the end of the month. Anyways, I told her like, and we were talking about it, like, I'm like, I just got a feeling this month's gonna fly, and it flew, man. This month really flew by.
Hey, it's already man. It's flew for all of us because it's already the end of April. Trust me, you know.
I'm glad.
You know, I feel you. It's fast. April's going to be over with, so you know what I'm saying? So,
I'm
yeah, man.
So glad.
I feel you. Now, like I said, again, guys, we're going to go to a break real quick. Well, go ahead, Prince. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying I should be home on the first or the second. No later than the second, I should be, you know, if everything runs smoothly, I should be home by the second for sure. So
that's what's up right there. Can't wait because we got a lot of stuff to do on the other end of the video. I know you got other stuff to do. You got family stuff. I understand that.
Oh, we got. You're right. I got.
I'm gonna take you away and start
the business.
Apex TV popping. This Apex TV is gonna jump off, and I'm.
Man, you don't know how geeked I am about that. You don't know how geeked I am about
that. Oh, I'm very geeked. So I can't wait to do that. And if all goes well, man, you know, at the end of the day, we might end up doing something else differently, all in this all together. You know, but that's just us dreaming out loud on the radio here on Apex Talk Radio Social Media Friday. We just had to show some love real quick. So we're going to go ahead and go to a real quick commercial break. About 3 minutes or so, and we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to chop it up about some another show I think Prince should be watching, you know, that I can hook him up with, is The Walking Dead. But it's going to be real brief. It's just a little recap real quick, and then we're going to get into it. So I'm going to hit y'all with a commercial real fast, and we'll be right back.
What's going on, guys? This is Matt Moore, and you're listening to Apex Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Apex Talk Radio.
Working till my head hurts. I don't know what y'all about. Flopping like corn piss. Better call a timeout. Love running cash routes. Anyway, move them out. Suckers always talking cash with no bank account. I'm on fun my own way. No petty cash.
Nope.
Got a couple M's. My foot on the gas.
Yeah.
I ain't greedy, but the grind is the grind, right?
Right, baby.
I'm getting mines. Gotta satisfy the appetite.
Yeah.
Making sure everything in my life is tight.
Everybody.
Doing it dead wrong, man, I'm still right.
Know
y'all in the paint, I own the stadium, be quiet. Woo! Hustle hard mentality will incite riots. My mind right,
yeah.
So the money came after
you
that. Strategically placed right there
Ain't
on the doormat. I'm at the spot lab, too, pushing to the limit.
What's up, guys? You're tuned into Apex Talk Radio. Have a good one.
My forefather consists of drug dealing type kingpins, island born henchmen. For the right tag, you hit man, and I be from Wisconsin, racing to be exact. Hood, I'm from Cook Street. Yeah, tell them Google that. Right now I'm down in the mound, gorilla pound that. Last cat who called himself the Don, yeah, he not coming back. Making Jimmy Hoffa moves. Diesel got the proper tools like triple beam crash bass, plus a couple goon dudes. You niggas know I'm loony, chewing up these syllables. You couldn't decipher if you was my disciple. How much higher than my rival? Plus chivalry is non-existent when niggas face to face with that rifle. Childhood nothing like trifling. I've been from coast to coast. Plus some gangster done seen more than most. Stuff grimy. You ever lie me out?
Dime me out.
You're listening to Apex Talk Radio.
Apex Talk Radio and somebody trying to jump Prince. What's going on?
Well, you said somebody trying to jump me?
Right, that's what it sounded like.
They did? I don't know.
What it sounded like, a whole bunch of people just walking through chilling.
I don't know, man. I got that effect, I guess.
I guess so. But yeah, man, you know, go ahead, man. You're going to have someone on the other side of the hour. Go ahead, hit me with it.
All right, man. Okay, so, you know, we talk about social media, and there's so many negative aspects of social media, which I definitely understand. But my thing is, like, I'm going to just start by saying I love the platform that social media enables us to have. For instance, a lot of times I vent. I don't really – when I post stuff, sometimes, it's not even – sometimes I don't – well, not sometimes. Most times I don't post to – for people to like it or to comment, like really, I don't. Like, I mean, I do like, because no matter how many likes or comments you get, people see it and people have a reaction. They're gonna have some kind of reaction. In my stuff, you're definitely gonna have some kind of reaction. More like, damn, what the, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't. So like every time you see me during a Duke game, a 49er game, a Viking game, a Bulls game, whatever, I post and. I post a lot. When the game is on, most people are like, they all right, I need to either delete him or mute him for a little bit or
right.
Something. You know, so anyway, so I'll post, like, for instance, I'm like, man, you got to get the boards. Come on, Okafor, you got to get the rebounds. You got to play bigger. I'll post stuff like that, like I'm talking to them. But when I do that, or even if I post, like, about my day, it just releases from me. It's a huge stress relief, like, what it's almost like I talk to somebody about it, you know what I'm saying? Whether people
right.
comment or not, because by the time someone might comment again, or I might forget about it. But anyway, so I like that aspect of social media. But the thing I like about it is, and I think people need to never take away from it, is it connects us. It keeps us connected. Yes, you can call people, but how easy is it to go on Facebook, put a group message, a group post, whatever, just talk junk? Like I talk. If it wasn't for social media, you know how many connections that we would not have made?
Right.
Like think about that. There's so many connections that you would not have made. And if anyone said that's false, they're lying. Like, I mean, you, obviously the world works without social media. You can make it work without social media. But it's so easy. You can say lazy, but it's so easy. I can stay connected with my baby. I can stay connected with the shorty back at home or whatever the case may be. Like, you don't have to be on a phone all the time. You don't have to be talking. It's just great. If it wasn't for social media, there's people I got back at home. When I say back at home, I mean whether it be Chicago or Door County that I probably wouldn't talk to. If it wasn't for social media, I wouldn't have no clue. I like that you get to see what people are doing. Whether you want to call that being nosy or whatever. If it's up there, it ain't being nosy. But you know what I'm saying? If I post something,
right,
I'm
right. If
like,
you make a post, anybody being nosy, right? I agree with that 100%.
You stalking my stuff, or I mean, I will say if you don't like it, don't comment on it, or you know what I'm saying? But I will never. I've done this maybe less than a handful of times in my social media life. And that's where I get, like, I might say something to somebody about commenting on my thing, but, like, at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I can't, because if I put it out there, it's a free-for-all. You can say whatever you want to. I don't have to like it.
Right.
I don't have to. I can delete it if I want to. I haven't deleted many comments ever. Like, honestly, I every once in a while I might, but I haven't deleted many comments. I don't care. Like, if you don't like it, if you do like it, hey, that's on you. But I love the fact that you can keep connected. I got so many friends that, like, I know what they're doing, or we they know what I'm doing. We go back and forth because of social media. I never want to take that away from it. Well, so what do you think about that? I know we talked about that before. Me and you, for instance, I got a buddy in Milwaukee who I text. We text a lot now, but we never really text. We used to always be on social media, and we'd be going back and forth with everything, whatever, blah, blah, posting funny pics or whatever. And we do that every day. We do that. I talk on social media more than I talk on the phone to a lot of people, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that's the whole thing with social media now has hooked me up. Like, for example, Q the Question. Like, we had him over here a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
But shout out to Q the Question. Without Twitter, I don't meet him. You know what I mean? I don't see him.
Yep.
Like
yep.
I did way back. So we're talking about 2010, 2011, or whatever it was. All right. Then I don't get to learn about his group of people, Trail Mac, and who on, you know, no shout out to him for sure, the Routine and Warren Buffett, you know, them two singles is banging. But, yeah,
yep.
You don't get to see the videos and stuff if I don't do that. You know what I mean? Then on Facebook, what happened with me with Facebook, I didn't know where a lot of my people that I know that I used to go to school with or family that's down in Racine, because I don't live in Racine, and I don't go there that often, but when I do, you know what I'm saying, it's one of those things. Facebook helps me keep in line with them. Like, I got text numbers for a lot of them, and I don't like to put business over it, so I'll text them, but some of them I don't. But it's just, we got Facebook. I don't need to get all that. And sometimes Facebook has all the information already, so it's just kind of crazy. That would be, I think that's becoming a norm, kind of like when I was saying, like, you know how people read newspapers every day? That's how people check their Facebook every day for news, information, or whatever else. I mean, laughs or whatever, because you got the funny papers, you got all kinds of stuff in the newspaper, because guys read that stuff every day religiously, so that's how people are with their phone. So it's not an addiction, it's the same thing and so forth. Without media, though, you wouldn't have none of that. Without the social media, you wouldn't have none of that instant talking to somebody when you're just like, oh, I was thinking about this. This is pretty cool. Let me post it somewhere. Instead of you calling somebody up and saying, hey, this the Prince. I think this is dope right here. What do you think? Nobody gets to see that. Nobody gets to really whatever. It dies down after the phone call, or you don't get the person online anyway. But you see him on the internet, and you're like, hey, let me post this up real quick. This might get some laughs. Bam, you get the laughs, you get the people, ha, 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 because it's from your mind. You're just putting it out there. It allows, whether they're dumb or smart, ideas to be put out there for people that you know that you used to grow up with, or people that you know that you gained from being on Facebook alone. You end up gaining that notoriety, and I'm not going to say a family, but you get the connectivity with other people, you know, like you know, and that's really dope. You know what I'm saying? That's really just a dope overall thing. And like I said, there's some people I would never call all the time, but I talk to them on social media.
What else? I forgot who it was or when it was, but somebody recently just kind of said it about it. Like, for instance, Tom Brady. He's a pretty boring, ordinary person. That's mm-hmm. what we think. But they're saying how, like, social media, like, he'll post up on social media and, like, you're like, wow, this is a side of him I've never seen before. I don't know this side. So for famous people or people in the entertainment business or whatever that we don't know, it's really cool because you do get to see another side of them. It makes them more, it gives them more of a persona. It gives them more character. You just get to see them in real life, whether they're posting pictures and videos up of their family. I think that's so dope. I think that's so dope for them to do that and let us into their lives. Me personally, like, I see people post stuff or whatever, and, like, I'm like, damn, like, and it kind of lets me know who they, not who they are, because I don't, you know, but, like, it does, like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool, like, I didn't know they were like that, or they're into that, or they had that kind of humor, or, you know, or they got that much drama, you know what I'm saying, so it's pretty cool. I think some people put too much stuff on there. I know I go a little overboard, but I don't put, like, personal stuff on there, like, oh, you know what I mean, like, not really. I love to let people keep guessing, but yeah, I think it's such a great thing, man. I think, and you know, you got those people who, actually you don't do this that much, but you got people who always post their music, always post their whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I don't do it every 5 minutes. You're right, I don't do that.
And some people, and people hate on that, and I understand where you're coming from when you say you don't do it every 5 minutes. But at the same time, I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
Someone's going to see it. Someone's going to share it. That's all it takes is one person to happen to see it, to happen to share it. Think about this. If I'm going on my timeline, I ain't saying you're being nosy, you're all about business, but say me and you are kicking it or whatever, and I'm looking at my Facebook and I start chuckling or something like that, and you kind of look over and you see on my phone, you're like, oh, hey, man, what's that? And I'm like, oh, this is this cat, blah, 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 yaddy, he's out of here. And all of a sudden, like, hey, man. And then I hit him up, but, hey, man, my big girl DMO, he what's up, man? He's filling your stuff or whatever. And also, you guys make a connection. And all of a sudden, y'all blow up or whatever case may be. He helps you out, you help him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that is,
yeah.
It's great. I think it's great. So I don't blame people for doing it. It's annoying. And it annoys me when people tag me and that stuff. But at the same time, like,
right.
You know what? I don't blame you. I ain't mad at you for it. It's just,
right.
It's sometimes it's annoying because then I'm going to get all these notifications. And I get enough notifications.
But see, I don't do it just because I'm not putting out product, but, like, I don't mind, like, if somebody else does it, like, I don't mind if somebody else is doing it either because of that same reason right there. If my page ends up adding to the vehicles, you know what I'm saying, that I'll take that song or take that person, whatever, it's promotion. That's why I got on Facebook in the first place, to be honest with you. When we was making Home Lab Productions, you know, Shorty B, when we was doing all that, that's the only reason why I got on social media. Now, what became afterwards, because it used to just be DMO of HLP on there. It never was my name. And then what happened was, hey, this is Dale, blah, blah. All these people that I ain't seen, don't see, they don't live in the hometown. I just got hit up with, oh, man. So I was like, hey, you know, hey. And I rarely turn people down. I rarely say no. I accept the friends. So how many friends I got, as many friends as you got, people hear them songs, that's like, you know, that's over like 2,000 people or so. So at the end of the day, it's awesome. It's an awesome vehicle for that. It is for that. So if y'all got music, keep on sending the music out. You know, that's what I say about it.
No diggity, no doubt. No, but yeah.
Oh, you need to cut that out. Sit your ass down right now.
Why you hate on them digging me on out?
I was doing Mike Epps. He be doing that.
Oh, yeah, you stupid.
And, oh, that dude was crazy as hell. But I do value social media. Like, Twitter is my thing. Twitter is my thing. I love Twitter is my shit. I love Twitter for some reason. I just love it because I can say whatever I want without no whatever because that's what it's for. It was one time, one of my early tweets. Let me break this down. I'm just going to go ahead and go to my early tweets. I'm gonna read you how I got started on Twitter because I think it's funny. I wasn't trying to be funny, but it ended up being that way. You can look at all your tweets. I have, like, over 7,000 tweets, okay? I don't even know if it's going to go back that far. I'm just going to try to sit there and see if it's going to go back that far for me. Jeez, this is only for March 20th. I didn't scroll like 20 times, dog.
That's how my shit is.
That's a man. This Twitter is just crazy. You know, I'm sitting here on Twitter. Twitter. I'm allowed to promote. I'm allowed to say what I'm thinking. I'm down whatever. Like, I did a rant the other night, dog. It was so crucial. I was just talking about the game, just how it is. I was just breaking it down. I was going through the whole thing. I was like back to my rant. It was like an all day rant, so I had to do stuff, so I couldn't be on there, right? So I'd be like back to my rant. Boom, 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 boom. I ended up getting like 12 more followers just from doing that rant and that timeline like that. And what I was talking about was real. And that's Twitter is a little less personal, I guess, than Facebook is. But at the same time, it's people on one common accord, whatever. You can only follow. Like, I don't have to follow you if you follow me. You know what I'm saying? Like, Facebook, when you're friends, you get tied into each other, and you got to hit an extra button not to follow them without leaving them.
Unless you
can,
yeah.
Right,
yep.
Right. So what Twitter is, if someone follows you, you ain't necessarily got to follow them back. I try to follow everybody back, but sometimes I don't get to it, or I forget about it, you know, whatever. So you know, I
just so you, just so you don't care. Just so you don't care. You don't care about your fans.
No, I would. You know what? I didn't care, but then now it's like, you know, even with doing the music, I do care to follow the people. Just that I get followers, and at that time I can't go in there and find them, because you got to go in there, find them, see where they at, see what they're doing, to see what they are, because the game is to have more followers than you do than people that you're following. That's the game. And I'm over 150 followers constantly. And I had to work at that. Because I don't use those boosters. Like, a lot of people got our boosters that they fake the numbers just like on Facebook and then for YouTube.
Yeah,
likes. I don't do none of that. So mine's raw. I've built up a base from nothing, doing home lab for the last, I think I got on Twitter in 2009. I think all the way that way and up to right now, doing everything I'm doing, and I've made so many connections just off those followers, because it ain't just the followers that I get, because our Facebook work is, if I'm on your timeline, for example, everybody that follows me sees that too. So it's just like Facebook, almost. No, it's not like Facebook, where if they're not friends, they won't see that in their timeline, but you might. But on Twitter, if I'm posting in their timeline, and people go to their timeline, they'll see what I posted as well. And they can become friends with you, blah, 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 tap, see what you're doing. And you know, and I promote Apex to the fullest. Apex Talk has one. If y'all want to follow Apex Talk on Twitter, go to Apex Talk. We do have somebody who does that one, me. So you know what I'm saying? I try to keep that one for the show purposes. Like, I make announcements on there when the show's coming out and stuff with that one. Myself, my own one, I act crazy. So I'm as crazy as you are on there if I find something crazy to talk about. I think one of my first tweets, though, I'm going to take you back real quick, Prince. I had to say it, and I was like, man, I got a platform to say whatever I want. So I said, y'all know what? White people love fried chicken, too. Boom. I have got a whole bunch of likes from that. Whole bunch of likes for that.
Is that true?
It is true. I'm up here. These motherfuckers love fried chicken. They love it.
I'd be wondering, like, how can you?
So that's so racist when people be like, oh, black people and chicken. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers finger licking, too.
Like, I always want to know where that kind of stuff came from. Like, for real, like, where did that come from? Who
could watermelon.
Who
everybody loves watermelon.
Black people like chicken and watermelon and Kool-Aid. Like white people are like, I know a plenty of white people who love chicken, watermelon, and Kool-Aid. I wonder, like, where did that come from? How? Where? Just let me know.
Well, that's, you know what? I'm writing that down because that's something we got to find out. Where did this stereotype of chicken, fried chicken... Fried chicken. Yeah, I'm gonna write that down. Y'all heard my thing.
I also say that I have found I ain't gonna lie. I am shocked when I see people in general. But I have seen a couple black people who didn't like fried chicken. I was like, yeah. What the hell?
Suspect. See, that's you being racist right there. That's you being stereotypical. Yeah, you don't like chicken. Look, you give them the lips to the side like.
I did the Russell Westbrook face. I did the Russell Westbrook face. Like, what?
Yep, I just did it too. That's crazy.
Man, I'd be shocked when people don't like chicken. Like, how do you not like even white people? I'm like, how do you not like fried chicken? Like, I never met. I don't think I've met many people who don't like fried chicken. Though, but if they're black, I'm like, man.
I don't know nobody now. I've met people whose diet that they being really good. Like, and what I mean by diet, not that they're dieting, but. What their lifestyle or whatever you want to call it, they don't partake in fried foods. I get it. I bet you they eat some baked chicken though, or some grilled chicken breast. You know, they doing something with chicken. They just not doing the fried chicken. So you know, chicken is chicken, and I think everybody loves chicken, and we're gonna try to erase that stereotype because chicken is chicken at the end of the day, period. Everybody loves it. I've never met one person that say, you know what, I don't like chicken. Not asking what you prefer. We're saying don't like chicken. That's the difference. So,
hey, has your mom ever, or anybody, have you ever had, like, I'm sure you have, but have you ever had baked chicken?
Baked chicken?
Baked chicken, yeah. Not grilled chicken, but baked chicken.
baked chicken. Man, hell yeah,
out, man. Check
we
out.
Have it now all the time.
Let me tell you how much of a introvert I am. When I was younger, my mom, she would, oh yeah, baby, you want some chicken? I'm like, yeah, oh mama, you know I want some chicken, hook it up. So look, she'd get ready
right.
for some chicken, right? And all of a sudden she'd get done, I just pop my lips. And my mouth was watering out. But anyway.
Right, you know what? You know I can't eat, right? I can't eat nothing like that,
yeah.
So I'm really like, oh man, I'm really into. But go ahead. No, it's good. It's good. I love it. Go ahead, keep going.
So she'd be like, so also she'd make it. She'd be like, oh, it's done, baby. She had some corn, some mashed potatoes, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And also I get in there. This mother makes a baked chicken. I used to be so pissed off, and I like baked chicken. It's not bad, but I'd rather have fried chicken.
Right.
She makes baked chicken.
You prefer
the
fried chicken?
Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I was like, Mom, you just lied to me. She said, what do you mean? I made chicken. I'm like, nah, man, this ain't chicken.
Oh, you baked some chicken. Made chicken is the basis. I think everybody said we having chicken. People who don't ask, I think when you're a kid, you're like, oh, man, you remember she made the fried chicken 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
It was often. She had the macaroni and cheese. Oh, my God, I can't wait, right? So then all of a sudden you pull out. And as you get older, you start telling because you know the techniques. You're like, look at. You don't smell nothing popping. Ain't no grease. You don't hear that pop of grease.
Right.
Like, hold on. Man. We're having chicken. I smell something savory. I understand savory. I get it. You're walking around. You're smelling it. You're like, hold on, man. She baked a chicken. I said, oh, man, I have my mouth set. So, but then you learn how to appreciate it. Like, no, I don't even care what kind of chicken my wife make. My wife just be making the greatest stuff in the world. That's what got me fat in the first place. No, I'm just kidding. But we don't fry in the house. We don't fry in our house as much as probably other people do. We don't know how to fry. So she does chicken. She will definitely, Hello?
What did happen?
I don't know what just happened. I'm getting weird. I don't know what happened. Anyway.
That
was a ghost. That was a ghost on Apex. All right.
Ghost trying to hit the pop.
I'm in the room by myself. Ghost like chicken. That's what happened. Ghost like chicken.
The ghost. He likes chicken. And he likes Apex Talk Radio. We got the social media. You know what I mean? Popping off.
You know what I'm saying? But real quick, my wife bakes whatever. She'll bake the chicken more often than frying it. And I love her for that. But it's so good. And I think I'd just be happy that somebody's cooking for me. To be honest with you. But the food is just so good, and I think, you know, God bless my wife 100%. She does. She's awesome. She's great in the kitchen, and that's what kind of stole part of my heart when we first met. She's awesome that way, and she definitely, man, she bakes it, and I had no problems. I don't get mad no more. You know, she like me. I'd rather go to Popeye's and get whatever, and then when we go to Popeye's, which is rare, but we do, she get the two-piece and the biscuit. I get the strips because I don't like to have no bones. I like to just eat because after time I'm in the car, I'm going someplace.
Oh, hey.
Able to dip in the strips, eat them, and keep it going. I hate bones. Like, I like wings. I'll do wings all day, but I hate legs and stuff like that. And I love bread.
Bro, I hate when people do. Now you're just getting nasty. I hate when people do.
What?
I hate when people like.
Breast.
You like breast. I hate when people get boneless wings, though. Like, that. I'm like, man, that's a nugget.
Yeah,
that's like nuggets.
Man. Dog, you didn't get no boneless wings. You got nuggets, dog. If you like nuggets, you like nuggets, and that cracks me up because you went to BW3's, right?
Yep, I was there last night.
Now, okay, that's what's up. You know, on Thursday night.
I'm about to go there again right now.
Okay, go ahead. Well, see, there you go. Thursday night is boneless night, and it's cheaper. I go on Tuesday nights when it's the traditional. I go on Tuesdays, well, not every Tuesday, obviously. But I go on Tuesdays where they have the wings there. It's the traditional wings are on that day. And they're like, they're way cheap. And you can order them in fives and whatever else. And get whatever sauces you want. So man, I love some chicken, man. I don't know how, I just was bringing up that right there. But yeah, man, that I put that out on social media that everybody loves fried chicken. It ain't just, I mean, it was like, even white people love chicken. And that's true, and it's just so true. It's so true. It's like I'm tired of people, like whenever you fix your mouth to say that, you have issues. Now greens. Now if there was something stereotypical about greens, now this is what I found out about greens on social media. Greens have nothing to do They're just called different things by different people, by different races of people. That's what I found out. Almost everybody eats greens. We ain't the only people that eat, you know, we might eat, you know, the collard greens, whatever else. We're not the only ones. They don't stock those in the shelves just because they want to put collards up there, you know. Now, when I was up here, I ain't gonna lie to you, when I lived up here, I didn't see much in the store. But what I'm getting at is, on social media, you can see, you can dispel like myths and stereotypes on social media in an instant. Is what I'm getting at ultimately at the end of the day. So, you know, just to keep that vibe going right there. Chris, that's a great topic, man. That's a great topic. And look, we got like 23 minutes left of the show. If y'all want to give us a call, Prince, hit him with that number real quick.
That number be 646-7162. Again, that's 646-716-8552.
I heard it right there. Apex Talk Radio, here we go.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
HLP. We in the storm, see the calm, done sweat by. Here comes the hail, that's what happens when you leave the eye. The pressure in the atmosphere, fucking with their mind. Watch your sickness, see you rappers fall right in line. With little effort, see the wind got your roof missing. Like your idols talking about convertibles wishing. The industry Katrina leave you with no pocket pissing. Or show conviction in your FEMA trailer, hurt bitching. No stars, he is cloudy in the forecast. Like the hook never ends and the song is trash. I'm a walking dilemma, contradicting fast. So is everybody else, so I get the pass. Now the body's going by, face down. Because we never on level ground. See, they crowd us in their stadium for the home team.
Then they rape us in the dark with no Vaseline.
We're just survivors, the game say we looters.
Yeah,
I'm just protecting what's mine, now we shooters.
Yeah,
I see your face, but I'd rather have me a beer. I'm from Wisconsin, every winter we can take it there. Still in the midst of the wind, but my vision clear. It took me 37 years for me to make it here. And I ain't going nowhere, sycamore tree. Shout out to those still doing this with no fear. Yeah.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
What you wanna do? Cause I'm back on the track. Back on the flow, yeah, back on the map. Hanging with the guys that train them things. Shoot up, see if you want that flame. Too old to play these games. We stay focused on our pain. Set up about our way.
Come
and get some. My flow will take you higher, got them speakers on fire. You didn't see this woman, now you better go retire. I heard her through the grapevine, he was trying to take mine. Jealous of our shine, so stop trying to hate cause you will lose. You know we be, come on through. Checking me racing, we loyal, they faking the game is a battle. Just started like cattle, strong survive, we will not die. Working harder than 9 to 5, you feeling tough and you feeling live. Then come and get some.
We don't complain about no losses, so who the hell your boss is, long as we stay flawless.
Come and get some.
We never running, even if you start gunning. Whole crew a one-on-one and look.
Come and get some.
We don't complain about no losses, or who the hell your boss is, long as we stay flawless.
Come and get some.
We never running, even if you start gunning. Whole crew a one-on-one and look.
You are tuning into Apex Talk Radio
with your hosts Big Mike, Sean T, and D to the MO. Let's go.
This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Might as well be wearing hater hats. AZZ in the building. Tell us, feeling me. LI-750 passenger with my brother Freak. Know what's up with me. Talking and I live it too. Rep this R&M, cause that's what real do. You know where it's at. Yeah, I got the straps, but I don't need that. I'll still back smack. I don't play with my pay. It's more about respect to me. If I gotta come get it, tell me taxation on the fee. Know I'm from the D. K-Matic from the Mo. Linked up and that's how I met my BMO. Now we in here making hits.
nigga, I'm from Hitchfield. 7 racks on a snitch, yeah, that's a hit deal. Tell them how you really feel. These squad killing it. Big town down, yeah, I know you feeling it.
What's up, y'all? This is D to the MO, and that's the Prince. And welcome back to Social Media Friday on Apex Talk Radio. We do hope that you enjoy the show. But before we go, Prince, no, I'm just playing. Prince, what you got to say before we get out of here, sir?
Man, I ain't got too much of nothing to say. Everybody just enjoy y'all weekend. Do y'all
thing. You coming home, dog?
I'm coming to the crib, man, and I'm super geeked about it.
You need to be super geek because you get to be back. Well, you're going to be satisfied before you get back, so that part is part of it, but this is the bigger part about it. So that part you're going to be cool on. You're going to be able to see everybody, so that's good, that's good. So we appreciate, you know, your girl for handling that business down there and on the way back and stuff that way. You know what I'm saying? That part, you know, could be out the way because sometimes,
I said that
people have to live for like a month.
I'm like, it's going to be easy because you won't be here. You know what I'm saying? You won't be here. Stuff like most of the, you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to see.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Then,
exactly.
Of course, like, you know, the stories. But, like, that'll help me for a little bit.
Right. Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to have that support. And you have a good system going. And I know that you got to be away, but it's good. Like I said, everybody that's in your circle understands, you know. Kids will never understand it until they get older. But kids understand, they may say, oh, I love you, they miss you, but they don't understand it. But when they get older, they'll say, oh, yeah, daddy was doing that for me. He was out there getting that bread, doing what he had to do. Bam. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. Sometimes our jobs take us out, you know. I had to leave my wife one time and go to, what's her name, once, dog? And, man, she didn't know what to do. She did not know what to do. I couldn't believe it. So, you know, I can only imagine doing what you do, dog. So, that's us here. Prince, say bye to him. We're finna get out of here, y'all. We hope y'all enjoyed the show on the archive. Man, we appreciate y'all on the archive. Try to get a live listen. Prince, you got to say anything else before we get out of here?
Hey, man. Deuces, y'all. I'll be seeing y'all very, very soon. Wisco, be ready for
Music Monday. This Monday. Remember that, Music Monday. Cheer.
Yeah.